In his home near Belleville, farmer Greg Gunther points to the cornfield right outside his office window, then to a colorful map on his desktop computer.
And look how inconsistent it is across the field.
Pockets of green squares show where the yield was good last year, yellow where it was less so. Then Gunther points to an area that's red.
You can see where this is kind of lower yielding. That was a wet spot here.
This technology is nothing new. Gunther's had the same GPS unit in his combine reading yield since 1986. Each year, he prints out the color maps to take them to his crop specialist, who recommends what to plant in the spring. But he's not ready for what's coming next, sharing that information with an entire corporation.
The biggest issue for me is a privacy issue. Once it's off my computer, who knows who's going to get that data?
He's referring to new cloud-based services rolled out by Monsanto and DuPont this spring that can gather information directly from a grower's tractor at every step, from planting to harvest. The data are then accessible to both the farmers and the companies. Monsanto and DuPont, along with John Deere, say they can take information and give valuable tips for farmers to push up their yields.
You'll hear farmers talk about being up to their ears in data.
That's Anthony Osborne, a vice president of marketing at Monsanto.
We think our business is helping the grower take that mass of data, consolidate it in a meaningful way that they can put their hands around it.
For instance, by analyzing yield and soil information, Monsanto can help farmers choose the best corn hybrids to plant and pinpoint areas as small as a 30-foot square where more or less should be planted. Monsanto launched that program called Field Scripts in 4 Midwestern states this year. But Osborne says to get the best prescription, farmers have to be willing to share information.
The more data the farmer's willing to provide, the more insights and analytics we can provide.
Osborne says the company understands farmers' privacy concerns and will not share data with third parties, adding that farmers own their information and can delete it at any time. But the American Farm Bureau Federation says questions remain over protecting individual farmers' information as well as all that crop data as a whole. Mary Kay Thatcher, the Farm Bureau's Senior Director of Congressional Relations, says a company getting yield numbers off 1,000 combines in Iowa in real time,
they're going to have a jump on the marketplace. So if they wanted to manipulate the market, they could. Now, of course, every company tells you they have no intention of doing that, but that's one of the things we're looking into. Are there enough safeguards out there to ensure that that can't happen?
The Farm Bureau met last month with Monsanto, DuPont, and other agribusiness companies to discuss that and other issues. Thatcher says the goal is to get a set of standards around big data within a year, before those services are widely adopted. Some growers, though, are already signed up. On his family farm outside Edwardsville, Jeff Hepke began using Monsanto's field scripts on a free trial basis last summer.
We're getting down to 2.5 acre management zones and really keying in on getting the best out of every acre.
This year, Hepke, who farms with his dad and two brothers, will pay $10 an acre for the program. He says pushing yields up far outweighs possible worries about sharing their data. I'm Maria Altman, St. Louis Public Radio.